The Cazalet Chronicle, written by Elizabeth Jane Howard and read by Eleanor Braun. Part 1. The Light Years. Lansdowne Road, 1937. The day began at 5 to 7, when the alarm clock, given to Phyllis by her mother when she started service, went off, and on, and on, and on, until she quenched it. Edna, in the other creaking iron bed, groaned and heaved over. Phyllis sat up, unclipped her hairnet, and began undoing her curlers. It was her half-day, and she'd washed her hair. She got out of bed, picked the eiderdown off the floor, where it had fallen in the night, and drew the curtains. Sunlight refurbished the room, making toffee of the linoleum, turning the chips on the white enamel wash-hand jug slate-blue. She unbuttoned her wincey-ette nightdress and washed, as her mother had taught her to do, face, hands, and, circumspectly, under her arms, with a flannel dipped in cold water. "Get a move on," she said to Edna. By 7:10 they were both ready to descend quietly through the sleeping household. Phyllis stopped on the first floor and opened a bedroom door. She drew the curtains and heard the budgerigar shifting impatiently in his cage. "Miss Louise, it's 7:15. "Oh, Phyllis, you asked me to call you. Is it a nice day? It's ever so sunny." In the kitchen, the basement, Edna had already put on the kettle and was setting their cups on the scrubbed table. Two pots of tea were to be made, the dark brown one with the stripes for the maids, and a cup taken by Edna for Emily, the cook. And the white Minton, now set out on a tray with its matching cups and saucers, milk jug and sugar bowl, for upstairs.